Periods of rain have made for a damp Tuesday across the area, but the bigger story again is on the thermometer, as unusually mild air is in our area, and it will turn even warmer as the week rolls along. To put this in perspective, the normal high temperature at Albany for today is 34 degrees. We were at 51 at lunchtime, so we're running about 20 degrees above what is normal for the high temperature this time of year, and it turns even warmer later this week. On Thursday, we're expecting records to be shattered across the Northeast as the mercury will soar into the 60s. The standing record at Albany is 57 for Thursday, so that's very, very likely to be beaten on Thursday afternoon. The other record that will go down on Thursday is the latest date for the first measurable snow at Albany. The latest date so far in history is 1912, and the records at Albany go back to 1874. So this is a significant record. Up to this point at Albany, we've had only a trace of snow, and with warm weather in place, we're not expecting any measurable snow over the next few days. In the short term, though, we are looking at continued damp weather from time to time, though we get into a bit of a break tonight. We'll have variably cloudy skies. Now, with the mild air in place and the ground, of course, is damp, we are looking for some areas of locally dense fog to form tonight, so beware that fog will be dense tonight into tomorrow morning, and that could slow things down on the roadways. Also, an important safety reminder, remember that low beams are best when driving in foggy conditions. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have morning fog, and then another round of rain will work its way in from the south. So increasing clouds with rain developing tomorrow. Temperatures again will be warm. Most areas will warm up into the 50s for afternoon highs. Thursday brings record warmth with highs mainly in the 60s. And then on Friday, we'll start to cool things down, but it will still be very mild for this time of year, with temperatures running in the 40s and 50s across the area. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, any rain will end, areas of drizzle and dense fog, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy, areas of fog, with rain developing late, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, any rain will end, areas of drizzle and dense fog, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy, with areas of fog, rain developing, high in the lower to mid 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, any rain will end, areas of drizzle and dense fog, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy, areas of fog, rain developing, with highs in the mid to upper 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably cloudy, any rain will end, areas of drizzle and dense fog, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, becoming cloudy, areas of fog, rain developing, with high in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, record warmth with highs in the 60s, and on Friday, partly sunny with highs in the 40s to near 50 north, and the capital region as well, in near 60 south. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.